Here are your latest Manchester City headlines. I'm Tom Hill. We'll start with Sergio Aguero, and reports in the British press suggest that he fears his career is now being allowed to fizzle out. He's frustrated about a lack of clarity on his future. Aguero, the greatest scorer in City's history, has been suffering with some serious injury problems this season. He's out of contract in June, along with another long-serving player in Fernandinho. City boss Pep Guardiola said earlier this week he could not think about making decisions on new contracts for either of the pair, as he does not want to become distracted while trying to win four trophies. Reports, though, claim that Aguero has become increasingly disillusioned by the way that Guardiola has used him through the course of the season, particularly in recent weeks when he's been fully fit, having recovered from COVID-19 in January, and he's been anxious to start. That suggests that, of course, potential movers on the cards. We brought you earlier this week that Barcelona are interested, and new president Juan Laporta is reportedly ready to try and sign Jorginho Wijnaldum and Sergio Aguero as part of his two new signings to try and kickstart Barcelona's rebuild after a tough couple of seasons. In some other news, and Man City defender Cancelo has been describing Christian Pulisic as the toughest player he's faced. He said he's found opportunities hard to come by Pulisic due to fitness. In stark contrast to last season, he scored plenty of goals and got plenty of assists, but when asked by teammates, Cancelo insists that he was one of the most difficult wingers he's played against. He's so quick and dribbles so well. For me, he's very difficult, he said. And into other news, and reports claim that former Derby County Academy hotshot Liam Delap could be on his way back to the club on loan. According to reports, Derby, alongside Stoke and Bournemouth, have agreed to try and sign a loan deal for the 18-year-old ahead of next season. And into news on Ilkay Gundogan, and he has been in the headlines once again. He's once again been named the Premier League Player of the Month, winning back-to-back awards in February and January of this year. That's all then for the latest headlines. We'll have more news later.